They're Thunderclap Newman on Radio Nova, where we play seriously addictive music. I'm Dee Woods, in for Monday. This 4th of April, the day I realised I have more in common with my washing machine than I realised. Yes, it's a true story. I put on a cycle earlier that said, the display said, it'll take 58 minutes. It took over an hour and a half. The washing machine just having a right old Monday. Hashtag just not arsed. At Radio is where I am on Twitter, and thanks to whoever said I look like Kate Bush in the picture. She does have an album called Ariel, and I am running up that energy bill. I mean, you know, it's just all linked, isn't it? Isn't it just? Nova. Seriously addictive music on Radio Nova. A cover version that Heart did in 1987 got them to the top of the charts in the US. In that year alone, wrapping up our 80s lunch rewind for Monday. We always kick off our show here with three greats from the 1980s on this beautiful blue sky sunshine Monday. I'm telling you, I think this is one of the nicest days we've had so far this year. And we've got more daylight in the day, which is always good and welcome, except if you're trying to put kids to bed. But let's not dwell on that. And also let's not dwell on the weather, how it's going to, change later in the week. Of course, it was never going to last. But if you didn't know already, we're going to be going from sunshine and happiness to dark clouds and cold. Basically, the weather is going to be doing a bit of a Will Smith this week. Just so you know, enjoy it now. It's Nova. It's Roxy Music on Radio Nova, where we play seriously addictive music. I'm Dee Woods here on the lunch break for Monday. What a weekend. The whole music world seemed to be just in disbelief over the weekend with the news that Taylor Hawkins of Foo Fighters died his untimely death at the age of 50. And I know from having worked in newsrooms in previous lives that when somebody famous dies, there's a kind of a stock script you'd write, like tributes are pouring in, flooding in, and this kind of thing. But in this instance, Taylor Hawkins' death seemed to really, really take everybody by surprise. And the tributes really were so heartfelt and just awash on social media over the weekend. Everybody from Slash to Liam Gallagher, Stevie Nicks, Ringo, Joe Walsh, Mick Jagger and more, so much more, paying tribute to him. And everyone seemed to be saying the same kind of things, like he was just an amazing person, a lovely fella. And just the first person I thought of, like so many, was Dave Grohl when I heard the news, because I just thought, how much more can one man take? And what's going to be the future of Foo Fighters? And just in general, just such a tragic, tragic loss. Liam Gallagher dedicated Live Forever to Taylor Hawkins over the weekend at his live performance in London. Elton John paid tribute when he was live in Des Moines over the weekend as well, on stage, of course.
That makes me so downhearted for his family, his three children, his wife, his other relatives, and of course the Foo Fighters, have lost a dearest loved one that can never, ever be replaced.
Of course, Taylor Hawkins worked with Elton John in more recent times. And Wolfgang Van Halen, another person who said such lovely words about Taylor, saying he'll never forget meeting him on tour in San Diego back in 2012. A ridiculously kind man. The dude just emanated cool. Him, my pops and I talked for as long as we could until we had to leave. Well, let's play some of that pops, being, of course, Eddie Van Halen and the rest of his band, on the way next on Nova. Seriously addictive music on Radio Nova. Bob Seger's Hollywood Nights after some night in Hollywood. I tell you, if you're on social media this afternoon, you can't help but see the Oscars is just dominating all discussions. Although nobody's talking about who actually won Oscars last night. No, mainly the topic of conversation is the old onstage fracas between Will Smith and Chris Rock. While being hit, of course, is never funny. I mean, Chris Rock made a joke that didn't go down very well with Will Smith's missus, and he went up in her defense. Not funny. What was funny is all the jokes that are now coming out on social media. I can't decide which one's my favorite. The one where it shows a close-up of The Rock's face as he's in the audience looking on in horror, accompanied by the words, Chris Rock's cousin there looks on in shock. I never made that correlation before. Genius. And then someone else wondering, is Will Smith's mom now going to move him because of that one little fight he got into? See what they did there. Love it. You gotta love it. Although I have to say, Will Smith, Hollywood's good guy for so many decades now, and the language out of him, I tell you, couldn't believe it. The full story up online right now on nova.ie. Musically speaking, we're going to delve into the vinyl vault in the next few minutes after Elbow. Absolute quality, Lizzie, straight out of the vinyl vault here on Radio Nova on the lunch break with me, Dee Woods. So much has happened over the weekend. Of course, yesterday being Mother's Day, I mean, that was obviously all over Twitter before the Oscars happened, of course, and that just got shoved. Have you noticed that Mother's Day is only 23 hours? It was this year anyway. We didn't even get a full day, damn it, thanks to the clocks going forward. I did have a nice Mother's Day in my house. My kids are still quite young, so it was all hand-picked flowers, and as in daisies, and handmade cards, which was lovely. But there was another lovely moment in the house when my three-year-old was off in another room singing to himself, which he often does. But after a while, I thought to myself, is he singing a Mother's Day song? So naturally, as any mother would do, I grabbed my phone, creeped along, and he didn't see me, and I pressed record and captured it.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Absolutely so sweet. I mean, it would melt your heart. Although what might this make this story slightly less cute is that he was on the loo at the time, where he does his best singing. I think it must be the acoustics. More seriously addictive music on the way here on Nova from, you know, a much cleaner place. This is seriously addictive music on Radio Nova. There's David Bowie's Life on Mars, as opposed to Mars bringing me back to life this Easter Sunday when I get to eat chocolate again. Something way more exciting than that happening, though, I know, is the Essential 200 this weekend. We're piling the list as we speak of all those songs you've been sending us in that mean so much to you. And I tell you one thing, there's some of the stories to go with these suggestions are just brilliant. Thank you for the messages. 087-1818-100 is where you can text us or voice note us or WhatsApp us, of course. And you can also email info@nova.ie. I got this message because a photograph accompanied it on 087-1818-100 from Rach that really just stopped me dead, actually, to just so curious to know where this all started. So basically, Rachel loves this song so much, she has a good chunk of the lyrics tattooed on her back. And to be honest, Rach, I'm going to use a big fat pun here. Give us the backstory, will you?
Oh, very first boyfriend I ever had wrote me the lyrics of that song in calligraphy. Oh. And I always said, if I get a tattoo, that's what I'm getting tattooed. So I did.
And these are the lyrics to Marillion's
Script for a Jester's Tear.
And you even have the Jester's hat in there, the Frog Prince and everything.
Yep.
Can you name them off the top of your head? Can you ream them off, or do you have to look in a mirror and read backwards?
No. The fool escaped from paradise, can look over his shoulder and cry, sit in queue on daffodils and struggle to answer why, as you grow up and leave the playground where you kissed your prince and found your frog. Can you
remember the
gesture that showed you tears, the script for tears?
This boyfriend, I know the fact you referred to him as your first, I assume he's not around anymore, but he was goddamn romantic, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's responsible for my absolute love of Marillion. Well, the Fish era of Marillion.
Of course.
The person that took over after Fish, and then I just can't help. No, it's not the same.
Well, Rach, I love this, and it's certainly going in our Essential 200. So thank you so much for the suggestion and the pictures as well. So cool to get this insight into your life. So thank you.
My crazy life.
Cheers, Rach.
Thanks, T.
We're just so nosy. It just helps if we have, as we say, the backstory to go along with your song suggestion. And that is how you do. So easy. 087-1818-100. We don't need the photographs, but they certainly help. Will it go into the Essential 200 this weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday? No, sorry. Saturday, Sunday and Bank Holiday Monday. That's the one across the weekend here on Radio Nova. Oh, thanks to Romeos.ie. You can try their new Gourmet Grill signature kebabs. Order now. Romeos.ie. And just listen to the great music across the weekend here on Nova, the Essential 200 for Easter, the bank holiday, and just because we love playing seriously addictive music. I'll continue doing that with Ultravox on the way on Nova. Seriously addictive music on Radio Nova from Sting and the song Paul McCartney wishes he wrote.
I liked Sting's Field of Gold, and I thought, you know what, I should have written that.
There's pictures of Paul McCartney actually doing the rounds on social media over the last few days. He's in the Caribbean with the missus, having a nice sun holiday, minding his own business, but of course the paparazzi are not too far away. And he was, in fact, papped with a bit of wacky tobacco, having a smoke, which I'm sure absolutely shocked absolutely no one. Just saying. We're playing the Seriously Addictive Music here on... Seriously Addictive Music on Radio Nova with the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Hey Joe, I'm Dee Woods, in for the lunch break for Tuesday. You know, Jimi Hendrix's name is popping up in headlines at the moment for a sad reason. An artist called Cynthia Albritton has died. Have you ever heard of Cynthia Albritton? Maybe you know her by her other name, Cynthia Plastercaster. Well, let me fill you in if you don't know. Cynthia Plastercaster was an artist born in Chicago, passed away the last few days, and there's been many tributes paid on social media, online and the like. She hung around with a lot of rockers because her thing was, well, her thing was their thing, basically. Cynthia Plastercaster used to make plaster casts of rockers' private parts, basically. So she's, you know, over the years collected lots of art by asking famous people to put their thing in a cast. Her first famous person was, in fact, Jimi Hendrix, who you just heard there a few minutes ago. While he was on tour in 1968 in Cynthia's hometown of Chicago, she asked him would he literally take part in her art, and he did. The only thing about it, though, is now that Cynthia has sadly died, any photograph you're ever going to see of her will be surrounded by these molds. So if you want to have a look, Cynthia Plastercaster is the name to Google. So who knew? He doesn't just live on in his music, does our Jimmy and the other rockers who she got her hands on.